Claire Haley took her first weaving class 15 years ago with master weaver Dolores Churchill. At first, she said, weaving felt frustrating, but then she began working in Ketchikan 2 weeks a month and started weaving with another master weaver, Holly Churchill, Dolores' daughter.
And the 2 weeks I was in Ketchikan, I just went to Holly's and wove with her all the time for like 7 years. And then I started finding it more relaxing and not so stressful. And I love doing it.
Haley weaves cedar bark in the Haida tradition. She makes hats, baskets, and covered bottles, and her work has been sold and traded. She says 9 of her hats will be at the upcoming celebration in Juneau. This was the first time that she applied for the Rasmussen Artist Award.
It wasn't even really the money so much as being recognized as an artist. It was great.
And that's exactly what the Artist Awards are supposed to be for. Victoria Lord is a program associate for the Rasmussen Foundation and administers the Arts and Culture Initiative. She says the Individual Artist Award is meant to validate the artist and serve as an impetus for further creativity.
A project award is for an emerging mid-career or mature artist, and if they need to do something or they want to do something very specific to move them forward in their creative life, that's what these awards are for. The individual artist awards in general are to keep artists living and working in Alaska and giving them freedom to create and do what they do.
Haley explains how some of the grant money will be used.
One of the things I want to do is they found a Tahltan woven cedar bark hat on the Stikine River on the Canadian side, and it's in a museum in Victoria, and I want to go down there, and part of the grant money will fund that, to replicate it.
She plans to visit Victoria in September. Haley also hopes to take a trip to the Queen Charlotte Islands with Holly Churchill to learn how to gather spruce root. According to Lord, Haley was chosen out of a pool of over 100 applicants. Her work samples prove that there was no question that she should receive the award.
I convene out-of-state panelists to review this work, and they come from various fields of expertise, and there were people that were familiar with Northwest Coast Native arts, and they felt her work was incredibly strong, and she's a wonderful, wonderful weaver. In the end, when the work samples are so obviously terrific, you know what I mean? Her work was above and beyond a lot of work that was submitted, so I think they felt that she deserved it.
Haley is joined by 19 other Alaskan artists in receiving artist grants from the Rasmussen Foundation. The Individual Artist Award is a program of the Arts and Culture Initiative. This is a 10-year, $20 million investment to increase the impact of arts in Alaska. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.